Well, we started working on Denver last night and this morning, and they look good, like they always do. They're a very fast starting team. They throw the ball well. They've got some very good receivers. Marshall's really, I think, turned into one of the outstanding receivers in this league, both as a catcher and after the catch with the ball in his hands. And Royal's been very impressive too. I think they both missed a game, and but they still have a lot of catches. So it's an explosive group: a receiver, a tight end, also a running back. Quarterback's very athletic. Cutler's got a very talented set of tools. He's got a great arm. Very athletic. He's fast. Very mobile in the pocket. And they do a lot of different things with him. They bootleg him, they put him in a shotgun, and be out the backfield. He scrambles around, he can throw it as far as you want to throw him. As usual, I think the Broncos are very well coached. Shanahan does a great job. They're a very good fundamental technique team. Good in the kicking game. Lead the league in kickoff coverage, right up there in punt and kickoff returns, or punt returns and punt coverage, rather. And, defensively, they're a very active team. Up front, they move around quite a bit, give you some different looks, 4-3, 3-4, different stunts. Get a lot of different guys involved. Their linebackers are fast and pursuit of the ball well. And they're a very active group. So it's a good football team. And they do a lot of things well, and they're very well coached, and they give you a lot of different looks from a scheme standpoint. So we'll have to be prepared for a lot of different things, and still play well, play aggressively, and take advantage of our opportunities, which they don't give you too many. You got to work for them.
Bill, today is the trade deadline. You've talked about it in the past. This isn't like baseball where it seems like the phone lines are really heating up. You anticipate anything on your guys' end? I know that can always change at the last moment, but anything on the horizon right now?
No, I don't think so, Mike. I think there's, less than 1% chance of anything happening there.
And Bill, just another roster-related question. Am I right in thinking on the PUP that the clock could start if you guys wanted to on Neil and Ross?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And do you anticipate that happening now, or is that a decision sort of that where the wheels are still in motion?
I'd say unless there's, we'll kind of go through our final workouts with them today, and I think there's a pretty good chance that we would start practicing them this week, yes.
Both guys, though?
Final, but there's a pretty good chance of that, yes.
And Bill, I mean, what would it... Obviously, you want to have all your players, but, I mean, having those two guys, I mean, Steven, we know about what he's done, and Oliver, we don't know much about. I mean, he's a new player this year. Can you maybe just talk a little bit about what those two could possibly, add to that group up front, that line?
Well, I mean, I think that's, we just have to see on that. Steve's played a lot of football for us, and I think he would certainly add to the quality and the depth of that group. Oliver's a player that we haven't had in our system, and he hasn't had a chance to have any plays at all with our team. It's just been all pretty much individual work and rehabilitation work, but he's been a good player with the Steelers and the Cardinals, and has some position flexibility at tackle, and has played both sides. So, we'll just evaluate how he is and how he's coming along relative to what we've seen so far. It's not, a perfect evaluation by any means. It's just the best we can do. And I think once he's healthy and once he's able to get out there, then, all we can do is look at that and put it up against the other performances that the other guys have had and kind of see where we think it's going to go. I don't think we're going to know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that he'll get better the more he plays and the more he practices. But, we'll just have to do what we think's best for our team as far as making that decision goes. But, when we signed him, we knew this was going to be the case, and, he's anxious to play, and we're anxious to see him play. start that process. So that's probably what we'll do this week.
So are you still confident that Matt Castle can lead this team going forward?
Yes.
Bill, just to follow up on that, I mean, if someone were to say, you know, let's give Kevin O'Connell a chance, and I'm thinking a media member, a fan, I mean, there's no thought in your mind, like, this is Matt Castle's, there's no quarterback controversy here or anything like that. He's the guy.
Matt's our starting quarterback. He gives our team the best chance to win. We've all got to play better and coach better than we did last week. We've got to do a better job than we did against San Diego. But he's our quarterback.
Bill, you talked about Denver being a fast-starting team. You guys have had a lot of trouble in the first quarter. Is it across the board? Is it every area of the team that's giving you trouble early on? Anything in particular that you see?
I think we had our chances last week. You know, we had a good drive and weren't able to finish it and didn't convert on the field goal. We gave up a long pass, and then, we're able to keep San Diego out of the end zone, and they, you know, kicked the field goal. So, no, I don't think it's across the board. I think we, at times, especially looking at the San Diego game, that there were some good things there. Wasn't completely the start we wanted. And, we had our opportunities and didn't do as much with them as what we would like to have done. And defensively, we didn't take advantage of the field position that we had, you know, when we had it. And then, you know, later on, we lost this field position. We're playing on short field, but that's, we still got to keep out of the end zone defensively.
So, given the scheme and the personnel that was on the field when you guys had the four down linemen against the Chargers, I mean, is it realistic to expect more of a pass rush, or was sort of the design there to have those guys anchoring down against the run?
Well, you know, I think you get into a little bit of a bind with a team like San Diego that's a real good running team. And, when you start stunning and moving people, which, you know, can help you get better leverage on the quarterback, it creates running lanes. And, it's a lot harder to block somebody out of the way than it is when they run out of the way to just take them the direction that they're going and just use their momentum to create running lanes. So it's a little bit of a conflict there, you know, especially for the linemen, the front, you know, when you're playing the run and they run play action and you don't, you know, you're not creating any kind of movement with your pass rush, you know, against a good big offensive line like San Diego. You know, you're not just going to run over those guys and power them back into the quarterback. So, they have a good team and they have good players. So, then they've got, you know, they got you playing the run and, you know, they get ahead in the game and, you know, you got to respect their ability to run the ball, whether it's Tomlinson or Sproles. That definitely cuts down on your opportunity to rush the passer. And, you know, when you can get control of the score, like the San Francisco game was just the opposite of that, where even though 49ers had an outstanding back in Frank Gore, I mean, he only carried the ball three times in the second half, or whatever it was, and, the score really changed the dynamics of that game, and, the way the second half was played, it became much more of a situational game, so. Yeah, that's a little bit, that's a little bit of an issue when you've got a well-balanced team offensively like the Chargers, but the running game helps the passing game and it helps the offense deal with the pass rush.
Bill, rewatching the game this morning, the NBC announcers there, Madden and Michaels, sort of drew attention to when you and Josh were going to the locker room at halftime, and I know you talked to all your coaches throughout, you know, the game or at halftime. I mean, was there anything more there than just the standard, you know, communication in-game and strategy-wise?
Yeah, that's all it was to me. I mean, I don't really know what those guys are talking about. I'm not going to comment on that. I have no idea really what the nature of their comments were or anything else. But, yeah, we were talking about the first half and some things we want to talk about at halftime and how we want to approach the second half. Exactly what it was.
All right, guys. Thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you.